In a ruling this morning, the Arizona Supreme Court upheld a Civil War-era ban on abortions in the state. The 4-2 decision could close down abortion clinics in the state. We'll have more on that ruling in the coming days. Meanwhile, former President Trump tried to put the issue of abortion behind him yesterday when he posted a video stating where he stands on abortion rights 2 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
Joining us now is Marianne Levine, who is a national political reporter for our editorial partners at The Washington Post. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Trump seemed to spark more questions than he answered. As you write, he was silent on a national ban of any length. Do we know where he stands on a ban or whether he'd sign one if reelected?
Trump has been very evasive on that question. He said in a March interview that people are agreeing on 15 weeks, and he said he's thinking in terms of that. But Trump has really made a point of not being pinned down on whether or not he would sign a federal ban. And I think that's a sign of the fact that he sees abortion as a potent political issue in November. Even during the Republican primary, he was asked several times if he would sign a federal ban, and he essentially declined to answer the question. He said that he thought he could get both sides together, that they could reach a compromise, but he did not explicitly say that he would sign one. So I think the silence does raise questions about what he would do if a 15-week bill did come to his desk.
You know, Republicans are clearly not on the same page on the issue. His former Vice President Mike Pence called Trump's statement a slap in the face to those who opposed abortion. Talk us through, you know, his political calculus here, because he's getting criticized from the far right.
I think Trump has basically made the political calculus that endorsing a federal ban would hurt him politically, especially among swing voters. So he's largely, he has said in the past, back in after the 2022 midterms, he stated that the abortion issue, as he put it, was a reason why Republicans lost seats in the midterms, or why Republicans didn't do as well as they had hoped in the 2022 midterms. So he's clearly viewed this issue as a potential political liability for Republicans. And he's emphasized that Republicans need to talk more about exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. But I think saying that it should be left up to the states is his way of trying to take the issue off the table. Of course, Democrats aren't going to let that happen. They will continue to hammer Trump on abortion. But I think that this was his way of trying to appear more moderate than some other Republicans who are advocating for a 15-week bill or a 20-week bill.
I found it really interesting that, you know, some are saying, oh, Trump is now consulting the consultant class of the Republicans, a.k.a. he's going a little more mainstream, less fiery and you know, far out than he is on other issues. And I'm wondering if you think that voice of more moderate Republicans might begin to reel him in more.
I think it's hard to say. I think abortion is a particularly unique issue, and I think that it's hard to broaden this out to other areas. He's obviously taken a very hardline position on immigration, for example. So I think that abortion in particular with Trump is probably different than some of the other topics that he talks about, and I think it just sort of depends on what subject he's referring to and what policy he's referring to.
Okay. And some Republicans want to enforce the Comstock Act to prevent the mailing of medication that can induce abortions. Has Trump said where he stands on that?
Trump has not said anything explicit about the Comstock Act. I think my colleague has reached out to his campaign, but he has not said anything explicit about it.
And do you think Trump's VP pick might, you know, put a stake in the ground around abortion? Some of the leading contenders are more conservative than he is on abortion.
Yeah, I mean, Senator Tim Scott is someone who's obviously talked a lot about, as a potential vice presidential candidate. And he said when he was running for president last year that he would sign, quote, the most conservative pro-life legislation. So Scott definitely comes down more conservative on abortion than Trump does. And I think that looking at how the different potential Veep picks approach abortion is something that I would imagine that the Trump campaign will take into account. But I doubt that anyone who agrees to be his vice president will diverge with him on his position. Mm. In interviews, especially with Senate Republicans and congressional Republicans over the last day or so, a lot of them are saying that they now agree with what Trump is stating. So yeah. I think a lot of Republicans are going to follow his lead.
Marianne, let's turn quickly to President Biden. He wants to run on abortion. Hours after Trump's video came out, his campaign released its latest abortion-focused ad featuring a woman who was denied an abortion in Texas. She's pulling a blanket out of a keepsake box while talking about the baby she delivered with a fatal birth defect.
This is the blanket that she was in. It needs her little footprints.
I mean, it's a very dramatic message. Was it effective? We just have a few seconds here, Marianne.
I think we don't know yet how these messages are going to play out, I think. But I think that's certainly the hope the Democrats have, that that message will show the impact and the personal impact that they see on women with the overturn of Roe. So I think we can expect more messages along those lines.
Marianne Levine with The Washington Post, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.